March. Oh, fuck. March 8th, 2020. It's Coffee House, brought to you by Four Cuts Radio. The artist, Dee and Anne-Marie. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hey, Dee.
How are you, my friend?
I'm so tired.
You're tired. I am too. Well, actually, I slept in a lot, like a whole extra hour.
But not really.
I wonder why. Yes, not really, because it's daylight savings time again.
It needs to stop. There's no need for it.
There is no need. And we say that every year.
It's terrible.
Not just us, but like everybody.
It tortures the soul. 1 hour really messes you up.
It does. I think it messes me up for like the rest of the, until we get back to daylight savings time.
That's a long time.
I really feel like it's always... I'm always that hour off because I think my clock runs on the previous time better. And then something happens with this hour lost and I've lost it for a year.
Yeah. It ain't right.
Horrible. And every year we just repeat ourselves. Society repeats themselves as always, forever, with everything.
Yes.
They say we shouldn't do this, but yet we keep doing it.
Well, we finally have things that work automatically, like your cable will change, right. Your phone will change. My car changes automatically. And yes. With all this great stuff, can't go back to what it used to be. Come on.
That's right.
And but we just have this new technology. You must suffer. That's what
exactly.
It is.
I mean, it does make it a little less painful, especially for people who are like completely digital. Like if you don't change any clocks and they just change themselves, that must be amazing.
It's nice. Like my oven is still the old time and it did screw me up a little bit. Not the end of the world, but I don't need this crap on a Sunday, you know?
No. I have a lot of, I mean, I like collect clocks, like old ass clocks with hands, you know those?
What are those?
Someday people will not understand. But I love a good wall full of clocks with hands.
You're so old school.
I am. So every year, twice a year, I've got to get up on a ladder and I change like six clocks.
God.
On a wall. And then
I wouldn't even do that, D. It's gonna change back later. What's the big deal? Oh,
because I use out of those six clocks on the wall, I use one of them. And I need to know that one's okay.
That's so hard.
It's so hard. Yes. Remembering how it used to be.
You take out a ladder? I mean, come on. I bet you bought the ladder for that purpose.
One of them, yes. One of the many reasons to have a ladder. And then there's my microwave and stove are still old, so they need help. And I think that's it. The car changes itself, thankfully.
That's a big deal that the car could change.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was always an annual nightmare. Just break out the book.
You never remembered from year to year how to do it. It's amazing how we just don't retain anything. People are so stupid, which is kind of the theme of this show. People are so stupid.
I've become an idiot. Like I went to Bath and Body Works, like, oh, what's your phone number? We'll add you to our list. I didn't know my phone number.
This is true.
I'm like, I don't call myself. I really don't. Give me a minute.
I understand. No, that's normal. That's how it...
No, good. I'm glad.
That's why, you know, you can't phone a friend from prison anymore. You don't remember their number.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
It is. It is. So yet another year of hearing, we should stop doing this. This is pointless. And it is pointless. And all those people celebrating that they get more daylight. Screw you.
Whatever.
I don't want any more daylight. Got enough of it.
It only just prolongs your baseball games after school and shit. And
that's
I don't know.
That's a very good point. It just prolongs evening activities, of which we do not need. We need to go to bed, okay?
Or at least I want to just sit on my couch in the dark. I can't do that now till at least 9 o'clock.
Yes. It's weird with light how, because I don't function, I don't think I function this way, but like people literally live by it. Like they won't go out in the dark, but they'll go out in the light.
Well, I know my elderly mother feels that way.
It's
like she gets excited. I could drive now. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you could drive before. You know.
Well, at least that makes sense because she probably can't see.
You got headlights. You know, come on.
But for the normal people, like normal people, because, you know, I do my morning walk. And of course, in the winter, there's no one out there. And it's either because it's too cold or it's too dark.
Oh, now you're going to have people.
There's people. Now I get a whole season of good morning. Hello.
Oh, shut the hell up. But let me walk. Yeah. I hate that.
Or
do you grunt back at them? Like, what do you do?
Well, it depends on the first one that starts me out. And this is very important, people. You know, this is why you should treat everyone nicely, because you never know if you're starting someone's day off.
Oh, God.
And if I think, okay, I'm going to be the one, I'm going to say good morning, and I do, and they don't say anything to me, fuck everybody else.
Yeah,
for the rest of the day. So, you know, if I get a good interaction, if they're all good morning and I'm good morning, we're all good morning. From the rest of then on out, everybody I pass is happy.
But it's that pressure to say good morning. Can't you just do your thing in peace?
It is a debate every time it happens. Do they want it? Do they want to be left alone?
Are they going it's to like that me? Going into the store thing, right? Like, don't say hi to me. Don't ask me for help. I'll let you know if I want. I don't know. It's just shows me what a miserable bastard I am.
Can I help you find anything? Are you looking? No, just leave me be. Leave us alone.
Let me walk.
Let me walk.
I guess it always, when you say good morning, it's like that invitation to begin a conversation. And I think that's what drives me nuts, knowing that it could develop into something. You're going to delay me.
Oh, no.
You're going to change my life a little bit. And I'm not always welcoming that situation, you know? Like, I don't want to deal with you.
That's true. But I don't get a lot of that. We don't rarely go into how are you today? Yeah, it's not the customer service. How's your day? Well, not good. Go away.
Not even if you see the same people over and over again.
No. Not I
wow, only, okay.
like walking, I do see the same people, but they don't talk. They don't talk.
Thank God.
Old people might comment, you know, beautiful day today. But that's about it. I'd like to have happy. I wish we could all just romp about having happy-go-lucky conversations. But
what the hell?
I know.
There's a time and place for that, but early in the morning ain't the time. Oh my God.
I'm a terrible person.
Oh my God. Shit.
It's that, you know, the debate. Is it going to be a good conversation or not? So, you know, it's always going to be up in the air because humans are ridiculous.
I sure as hell am. They ask me how I am at Starbucks. I'm like, I need coffee. And oh, yes. The conversation stops. Don't schmooze me.
They're like, oh, this is New York. Don't
give me what I need. Shut the hell up.
Give her what she needs. It's International Women's Day.
Yay,
women.
We get 23 hours.
23 hours for the women. 23 hours, no presidency. Congratulations.
Yeah, none of that.
It's all you get. So
I was sad.
Happy.
I needed a day or two to go, oh, man.
I am still sad. I'm still.
I'm not liking it.
I'm seeing tweets and I'm seeing Elizabeth Warren was on SNL last night.
I didn't see.
I saw some clips. She was funny. But you just want to, you know, you want that as your president. You really do.
You can't have it.
You can't have it. There's old white men.
She's got a vagina and she's not allowed to be there.
It's exceptionally stupid.
Listen, no one even recognized her candidacy until she quit. So there you go.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, she was running. Oh, damn. Look at that. Let's take a look back.
Well, that's what well, it was. We sure will miss her now that she's gone. Yes, of course. That's more people repeating themselves because she went on SNL and then everybody is tweeting what they always tweet. Oh, she just did this, you know, for the publicity. She ran her campaign just so she could get on SNL.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, of course. Give me a break. Just like now that the main Democratic stuff is, you know, we're down to two.
Yeah.
The first thing I saw after she drops out and after it's just down to two, some senator talking about they're going to take your guns away. Like, are you serious that we cannot get past this? This is like, this is the standard.
It's the standard, yeah.
Every time. Once we get down to nothing else to talk about, then they're like, well, they'll take your guns away, too. So,
they're going to take all your toys away.
They'll take all your toys
away. No one's taking your guns away.
No one took your toys. No one took your guns. They only took your rights. That's all. But you don't mind.
Big deal.
Because you got your guns.
Right. They're really pretty.
It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week.
It really feels like we haven't spoken in
a
month.
It's some tedious shit.
This week was like, I feel like that old lady from the Titanic. You know, it's been 84 years. I had to check. I'm like, did we record last week? It feels like
we
so
did.
Much
it's
has happened.
So much crap.
So much happened.
It's terrible stuff.
It's terrible.
What a week. Yeah. I don't know.
The stupidity. That's what it is. It's like a display of stupidity elongated the week. And we started out with you people over there banned plastic bags.
We did.
In New York.
We're doing okay, I think.
How's it going? Is it bedlam over there or what?
I don't know. I'm at the supermarket. Everybody had their own shit. Nobody was bitching.
Good. Wow.
We just did it.
Wow. That's a term.
I don't know. I personally think they're better. You could pack them with more and they're easier to hold. That's just me.
I think so, too. It helps me with, you know, I'm the guy who has to do the one trip from the car.
That's me. That's me.
There we go. So those bags are wonderful because they're bigger, they're happier, they're not cutting through your hands when you're carrying 12 of them.
Yeah. My productivity slowed down a bit. The cashier noticed that I'm not as quick as I used to be. And I was packing my bags and I'm like, you know, I'm going to get there. She's like, we're going to work together. I said, yes, we are a community. We got this. That's the only thing.
Wow. Pulling together over plastic. I love it. Well, you're one of 8 states now who has banned single-use plastic bags. The other states are California. And if they can do it in California, I mean, that's a big state.
California doesn't even put friggin' covers on their coffee cups. That's hardcore.
And we've got those weird straws.
Yeah, we have those too now, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can ask for the plastic, but they will not be given to you.
I think that's a safe policy.
You look at the paper.
That's a good idea. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, New York, Oregon, and Vermont are now the 8 plastic bag banned states.
That's exciting.
It is. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, I've kind of come into a collection of the reusable bags. I keep forgetting what to call them because, you know, like my grandmother, they're fabric. Fabric bags.
Fabric bags, yes.
But I didn't even intentionally want them, need them, buy them. But they, you know, as you go through things and, you know, all these shows that they give you bags for and the trade shows and everything. So I just happen to have a lot of them. So I could easily just take those in, and you just have them these days. So it's not like a big deal. It's not a drastic.
The hard part is just having them on you when you go to the store.
Right. When you forget them.
They will give you paper if you do not have bags.
Which is
amazing. Paper holds shit, however.
It really does. And it's amazing to me because that was, as a child, what they were banning, to get plastic.
Right.
We were afraid that the paper bags were going to kill all the trees. So they replaced paper with plastic. And that was a big deal, too. I remember the big deal that was.
We had to double bag.
Everyone was freaking out.
Then they added handles to them, which was not successful. No.
I do like the good old, Trader Joe's with the handles, the paper bag with the handles. That was a cute moment in life.
They're still around, but I think they're a little weak.
Yeah.
I always had an accident walking home with these big things.
That was only for if you're buying lunch, then it's just cute. But not
for the bag of not frozen
for the,
treats.
Yeah, not for the frozen treats you got to walk home with. No. Well,
we survived.
I think they just need to just cut it off. They don't need the paper bags. They just make people do something. Make people do the right thing. Can't we agree what the right thing is? There are a couple things that are the right thing, and this is one of them.
This is the fundamental problem across the board. Exactly. Can't you do the right thing? Exactly. And nobody can do it.
It's the further theme of the show. It's just the stupidity of people is because they think that what they think is the right thing.
Losers. They are. They don't know anything. I'm always right.
It's all a bad rerun. We go from paper to plastic, plastic to paper.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's going to bitch out there that their bag is germy. Mm. Your chicken's going to leak everywhere. I don't know.
Full of virus, yes.
Clorox wipe your life and be quiet.
If you can find any.
True. No one's ever washed their hands or cleaned anything before up until now.
Ever. I love that this is how they're realizing this with people. Because people, they're like
you friggin' slob.
Have you ever washed your hands? And people are like, no, actually, I haven't.
That's great.
It's really amazing. Growing up, the germaphobe that I have, I can't imagine. I can't.
That's gross. It really is. I can't even.
It's amazing. It's
you can't find sanitizer everywhere. It's gone. Oh, you never used it before. Great. Antibacterial soaps are all off the shelves. What are you people using? What do you do with your lives?
It's making me nervous, and more stupid people are out there buying all this stuff when they don't need it. And it's nervous to see the empty shelf.
Yeah.
And yeah. I went in there with some actual needs. I was low on, I had like a couple ibuprofen left. And I noticed, one hand soap left. So, restock.
Yes.
And there was very little. They did have, I'll give them that. They did have all the pain medication and all the stuff. So nobody was hoarding that. But the hand soap was almost cleaned out. The I noticed the water.
I don't get the water.
I don't either. I have a filter. I have a pitcher with the filter. That's fabulous. And it's cheaper than bottles of water.
I don't get it. Water will not be affected. Right. You're not going to lose access to your water.
It's not coming through the tap.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
And they say, that's what they drink. They drink bottled water. But I'm like, if you need it, if you're afraid it's going to run out, there are other means to filter your water in order to have it taste good. If you're not a tap person.
These people don't drink water to begin with. Come on.
That's another good point.
It's just one of those things they just want to have in the house because that's what they think they need.
It feels good. They've got all the water. And the hand soap. So they're
and
safe.
And 48 rolls of toilet paper.
And 6,000 aspirin. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, lady? What are you going to do with that 6,000?
That's going to eliminate all the fevers you're going to get.
Exactly. If you need that many, you're dead anyway. You're not going to make it. You will not make it to use. You and your family will not survive long enough.
Is your Facebook feed exploding with concern and...
Yes.
Bullshit.
Concern and well. Photos of empty shelves and bullshit. Absolute bullshit. I mean, it doesn't help that this government is so untrustable that everyone is immediately like, well, I'd feel better about it if they would have told us the truth, but they're probably not telling us the truth and we're all going to die. So,
look, just get your news off Facebook and be quiet, okay? Forget the government. Facebook
Twitter's,
rules.
Twitter's good. I get my news on Twitter. It's fine. It's fine.
I don't know.
And it, the water thing, well, everything, actually. There was canned fruit, which is odd. I mean, they didn't take all the canned vegetables or the soup. I mean, soup, hello. But canned fruit was missing. And water and hand soap and alcohol, as in rubbing. They were all out of the high proof. I love a good 90% alcohol. That'll kill everything. But then but usually they sell the 70% stuff. They hide the 90, but all that was gone. And the 70, there was like one bottle of 70% alcohol left. I bought it because I thought, you idiots are going to ruin everything.
But if you use it twice, then you have 140%, and it's okay.
There's some logic. There we go.
And there was something, like Tito's Vodka had to come out with the statement.
Yes.
That their stuff would work to kill viruses. Some asshole thought it would work. I can't.
We do have some vodka. We have some Polish vodka here that will.
Oh, God.
It will sanitize. Absolutely. But, yeah, don't use the Tito's. You got to get a little bit higher proof than that.
You can't make your own hand sanitizer out of Tito's vodka. Who started that?
I love the visual of this family. Like, oh, we got the Tito's. It's okay. We're just make some. Ma made some hand sanitizer
oh
out
God.
Of the vodka. It's great.
I can't. Holy crap.
And it leads me to like think about people's lists. Like we had our lists of our coronavirus list last week. If that was if that was last week, I don't know, 84 years ago. But
that was last week. Last week.
And
last week.
I think this is showing us what is on people's lists, which I'm baffled because one of the things that was missing from the shelves was Folgers coffee. I don't know how you feel about Folgers.
I mean, I just think coffee, right. I think it's a good thing to have in the house.
It is.
Was it on sale?
I don't think so. It was the big tubs, you know, the plastic tubs of Folgers.
Yes.
And most of it was gone. You know, standing next to the beautiful coffee, the wonderful coffee, the coffee that people should want. But it was like, this is what you're telling me. The people come here and they're like, okay, I'm going to be trapped in my house for months. I'm going to need water and canned fruit and Folgers coffee.
Yeah, but you forget that the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
I really,
so
I do. I forget that that is.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. I'm tired.
It's daylight savings time. It's okay. We can,
oh God,
we can lose our minds. I just, you know, I guess that just speaks to the finer qualities I have.
Why not chock full of nuts? They make the big thing too, right?
Yes.
So, Folgers.
You can find a higher quality large thing. But if I'm going to be trapped and I have my first selection of what I'm going to be trapped with, it's going to be some good, you know, Seattle's Best or Lavazza. Something, you know,
fancy.
Fancy. You know, if I get the Folgers, that's when the world is shut down and I break into the grocery store, then I'll get the Folgers. Then we take the Folgers. But not a minute sooner.
It is funny. I don't know what the hell people are thinking.
But it does make me think about, I mean, it brought me a lot of deep thoughts, of course, as usual. And one of those was that, you know, we're all programmed to the zombie apocalypse. At least I am. You know, that's like dream come true for me, as we all know.
Yes, you're the guy who's going to sit and watch it all.
Exactly. Watching the world burn. That's what I'm here for. But the premise of these movies and these shows always make us think that, like, there's going to be a lot left over. Like, we'll have months and months worth of breaking into grocery stores and, you know, getting canned goods.
What show was that? Last Man on Earth? They had lived on gas tanks and supermarkets.
Right. Yes, they got that. They got, and I mean, even, The Walking Dead, that's been going on for 20 years now. And they still can find food.
Amazing.
And this is not, you know, that's not how it's going to be. I think we would be out of shit in like days. And it would be, it would be quite terrible.
I don't know, but if we keep adding preservatives, shit's going to live forever.
It is, but you'll have to find it. We won't be raiding stores. We'll have to be raiding people's houses for all the shit they stocked up on before they turned into zombies.
True. You're a smart person.
Exactly. Don't hit Walmart. Just hit Mr. Smith's next
don't
door.
Don't go to Gladys's place. She was gluten-free. That's a waste.
Exactly. That's what it's going to be.
Jeff over there, he's diabetic. He's not going to have anything good.
You're totally right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Especially with, if you're in there raiding and you're like, oh, fuck, vegans. Okay. Next house. Next
Mary's got a weight problem. She's going to have good stuff
exactly.
in there.
Exactly.
At least that's how I would think.
We've got to visit the houses of the overweight zombies. Yes.
Absolutely. They've always got that. They got the dietary stash and then the secret goodies somewhere.
Exactly. Got to find those cookies.
Hell yeah.
But if they just told people the truth, you know, we wouldn't. Well, we probably would still have this problem. But actually, I think people would be realizing how much they don't care about other people. If the government really came out and said, you know, this is just a flu or just a really bad virus and only old people and sick people are going to die, I think a lot of people would show their true colors and be like, well, fuck them then. I'm fine.
Well, that's happening already.
It is. But they're, you know, they're hiding it a little bit. A little bit. I think the mass populace would be like, nah, whatever. We're fine. We're still out there. They would still be causing absolute virus-contaminating craziness. Because then the healthy people would just spread it amongst themselves and all the old people would die. And we can't have that.
Can't. It's very bad. No. No. Then you get on Twitter and release your true opinions. What's going to happen to Twitter?
What would happen? That's the scary part. Things could shut down. Some things could shut down. But, you know, Twitter will be okay. We'll have the internets because we can run the internets from home.
See?
It's fine. You might not be able to go out and get a sandwich, but you can get online.
You can tweet.
Yes, and drink Folgers coffee.
I wonder what kind. Is it just, you know, Colombian blend? Was it decaf? Like, what are these people going for?
I feel like it was all, you know, it was all the red stuff, the regular good old Folgers. Although I am surprised, you know, while I was staying at the hotel while the studio was in shambles, the one coffee pot that always was running out was decaf. I'm surprised by these people. I didn't think so many people were decaf.
They, I don't know, maybe they do the full calf. Full calf.
Full calf.
the full calf coffee.
100% calf.
Follow it up. I don't know. The leaded.
I do the leaded. I do. I mix the calf with
Oh, you're one of
I
those.
mix the leaded with the unleaded. Yeah.
Yeah, they sell that too.
Yeah. Well, I've learned my eye stopped twitching when I switched to decaf.
Ah,
Imagine
yes.
that. So now I just have a little shot of calf in my decaf.
It makes you feel like you're doing something really good for yourself.
Yes.
I'm saving myself with decaffeinated coffee.
I'm saving my eye. I know I am.
The
When
twitch.
you have a twitch for 12 months,
That
you
sucks.
want decaffeinated. Shit.
I'm sorry.
There's so many stupid people, Anne-Marie.
Which it just
Everywhere.
remind all this like I'm thinking of the little the coffee pots at the hotel, which reminds me of my Philadelphia stay about 2 years ago when they had like a pitcher of pancake batter with a note that said, "Please do not drink." And that just stayed with me.
Wow. See, that's what you have to tell people.
Assholism's everywhere.
It's everywhere. There are
But that's
people out
just
there,
where my mind goes.
they're drinking the pancake
Whew.
batter. Don't,
I thought it was coffee. I didn't know.
That was the one thing I never got to try at the hotel. They had a waffle maker, and you literally it was like just like batter coming out of like a coffee spigot kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you
And you make your own,
fill the
right?
little cup and you make your own, and it looked delicious, but I wasn't that wild about everyone
I wouldn't
touching the
make my own
machine.
waffle like a peasant.
Yeah, exactly.
Serve me.
You may, someone better make that waffle for us. It was big and delicious, but I loved watching people fool around with the machine because, nobody knows how to make a waffle, so they.
Well, you don't know how to make it when someone's watching you. That's the bottom line.
That's
You
a
could
good
do
point.
anything, but when
It's
someone's
true.
watching you, you're
You're
fucked.
fucked.
You can't do
Yes.
nothing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because they'd raise the lever and it would be stuck to the lid of the waffle maker,
Yeah.
and then they'd try to get it off and it would fly over and they'd chase across the bar, waffle rolling everywhere. And by then I'd have to throw it away because it's touched everything that everyone has
And
touched.
then people are judge. Oh, he's going for more. Oh, look what he's doing.
He's getting another
Yeah.
waffle. Another waffle as big as his head. Jesus.
It's a shit show.
It
It's like being a
is.
parallel parking. Everything's fine until someone's watching you.
Well, that's for me, it's
You
whether they're watching or not, it's not going to happen. But it is always worse when people watch you.
know.
That's like math, give me the problem and walk away and I will
Give
solve
me
it.
private time
I
to figure it
will,
out.
yes, I will solve it. But you sit down with a calculator and stare at me? No, thank you.
We just figured everything out.
We did. The world is on repeat. We're all going to hell in a handbag.
And don't look at me.
Don't look
Except
at me.
on when I'm online, then you can look at me.
Then we can look at you can we can Instagram story, live, FaceTime, we'll do it all. We'll be here.
Entertaining you
Entertaining you.
and making waffles.
Watching you all repeat yourselves with viruses and time and presidents. That one's really getting old. This whole political thing.
You're not going to make
It's
it.
getting
You're
old.
going to combust by June.
I can't believe that people do this. Like, this is my take as a fresh middle-aged human on this earth. I can't believe that people still do this cycle. 'Cause like when you're a kid and when you're like really a fresh human, talk about fresh humans.
Shiny and clean, yeah.
You're born into this thinking like this is new. Like it's a new movement
Yeah,
and
but what are you born into? What family are you born? What dynamic, right? What bubble?
There's another level to that. Yes, exactly. So I'm talking about, like, you know, you're born into the lower class that's fighting, and you're always thinking like, okay, this is new and I'm going to fight and I'm going to get rights and I'm going to freedom and I'm going to be myself and all this stuff. And I've always retained this perspective, like, wow, you keep repeating yourselves. Because I remember Nixon. I remember the first Bush, especially the first Bush. And I remember the relief that came with Clinton. And that, like, as a kid, like, that's exciting. And then I remember the second Bush and the depression that came with that as a teenager.
It's like, oh.
But then it's like, and then you get Obama and you're like, oh, refreshing. And then you get Trump and like, oh, depressing. I'm like, wow, people just do this. They've been doing this for 200 years and more.
It's the two sides fighting against each other. But you know, you grow up and some people are going to have their own minds and some are going to go with their mom and dad's politics. And it's just how it is.
It's ridiculous.
You know? I mean, if you're thinking for yourself and you happen to match your parents' politics, okay, great. You're so glad you took the time to think for yourself and that's what you want. But it's not always the case.
No.
Not what I'm seeing anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it's amazing.
Educate yourself.
It's just all, it's all very interesting. I think people need to think about that a little bit more.
We're in a terrible cycle.
We are. I mean, but we don't even know how to change our clocks back when we had to read the manual. So. it's what we do every year with, you know, Christmas, and we talk about it every year. People can't even go a year without, you know, a birthday.
Hey, Christmas is nice.
We love Christmas, yes.
Because for just for a few friggin' weeks, you could forget everything else.
That's right. Absolutely. We're big proponents here on Coffee House of that. But
for the next 7 months here, we got to deal with bullshit. Which old guy do you want in the White House? That's what it is. And it's the same crap.
Same old
guy.
Pick an old guy. And then next time it'll be another old guy. And they keep saying, you know, a woman will get in the White House. But I'm thinking, you know, just to turn the tables and just to make people really pissed off, it's going to be a Republican woman. I bet.
Probably. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right.
Which I did see that on Twitter, you know, we're going to fuck around
well,
with this shit long enough.
Maybe they'll be an old school Republican, right? Maybe it'll be, I mean, I don't know.
Well, at this point, an old school Republican would be a relief, I think. Someone who just, you know, I mean, this era to me makes Bush look like Candyman.
You're Reagan Republicans, yes. You know?
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, leave us alone. Give us our rights and leave us alone. Nobody likes us anyway. So, okay. We'll carry on. We'll continue with the gay marriage and we're all good. But
and the Folgers.
And Folgers. Fine. Yes, fine. You can have your Folgers. I can have my gay marriage. You can have your guns. I can have my guns. We can all have our guns.
Yeah, because no one's knocking on the door taking your goddamn guns.
Amen.
Oh my God. I can't.
I can't. Cue the lambs. Cue the lambs screaming.
It's exhausting. This week has been exhausting.
It has. Has there been anything else that has happened this week that has just blown you away? Any other observations? I mean, you're out there. You know.
Well, just the coronavirus thing taking over the world with are the schools going to close? And our school district is cleaning and people are having shit fits. It's not enough. How's that going to fix anything? Like, you can't. The school district's like, what do you want us to do? Go fuck yourselves. Stay home.
I just wonder how many people will stay home. It's funny because they say, you know, they're stocking up and everything, but they're still going out. They're still everywhere. There are people everywhere. If I walked into the store and like the shelves are almost empty and there's nobody there, I'd be like, wow, this is fantastic.
No, but they're all like cattle just herding into down different aisles.
Exactly.
They're still grabbing there. The free samples that are there that everyone's paws free are samples. On. What are you doing?
Yes, there we go. There's still you can still get a Twinkie with a toothpick in it.
That everyone's touching.
That everyone's touching. And
everyone breathing on.
Has breathed the what is it? The how corona spreads is through the, you know, droplets, that's the word. Through the droplets.
So gross.
Droplets. Watch out for those droplets. That's all I was thinking all week was like, have the droplets had a chance to, you know, leave this area?
So meanwhile, the flu is killing like 10,000 people a year. It's coming back again because nothing's dying. It's hot as hell out. Germs are festering. And, you know, we don't care.
But yet, as someone pointed out, you know, you'll break down the door for rubber gloves and sanitizer and wash your hands now. But, you know, nobody cared about AIDS killing, you know, everybody. People still won't wear a condom.
We have a state of emergency in New York because 82 people are infected, but we had a huge population with AIDS and no one took action.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
And people still won't wear a condom. So, hey, you'll get the rubber gloves, but you won't get the rubbers.
Because no one said you really needed them.
There
Say,
we go.
You really need the gloves. You need the mask. You went out and got them.
You need your government to tell you what you need.
Yeah. You need the old scary people, old scary white guys to tell you what you need because they know it all.
Foif.
I know.
That's all I can say about
it's
that.
Depressing.
And as long as I've lived, you know, Happy Women's Day, I've always listened not to the old white guys.
They don't know anything.
Listen to women. Women know. That's why they're scared of them. Because if a woman got into office, everything would change for the old white man.
And you don't want to give anything that bleeds any kind of power whatsoever. Okay? That's bottom line. Oh my God, it bleeds.
It bleeds and it has emotions.
Can't have that.
And yet, look at these men up in there crying their eyes out.
Well,
we've got a Supreme Court justice who wept hysterically because a woman pointed her finger at him.
Yeah.
But he's okay.
He got in.
She's the nut. Sure. That makes sense.
Oh, it's frustrating as hell.
It really is.
Who do we put on a pedestal? Katy Perry for having cricket bat backup dancers. Did you see this?
Excuse me? No.
Yep. Go look. Go look. It's on Twitter. I guess there's a World Cup for cricket going on in Melbourne. And she was performing and she had backup dancers dressed as cricket bats.
Oh, cricket bats. I see them now. Yes. And people don't like that?
I guess they did like it. It was the most amazing thing they've ever seen. Oh,
this is another one of her. It was like that blue
shark.
Women
can do that.
Women can do that. That's okay. Reminds me of her with the sharks on that.
Yes,
you know,
left
she had
shark.
The blue shark and the left shark.
Left shark will live forever because left shark was like not having it. Wasn't into anything.
Well, I think it's, I mean, it's cute. And yeah, she's in a very.
But that's what matters. That's what women are doing. That's what women should do, right?
Oh, that hurts me.
That's what's going on this week.
She has a new single out. I saw Never Worn White. It's terrible.
I haven't heard it. It bothers me.
Yeah, she now bothers me. She was cool.
I never thought she could sing. I don't know.
No, she can't.
And now she's reproducing. Oh, watch out. There, it's frustrating.
It is, but hey, if you want a good thing to do, you should look up Anne-Marie's friend, who does the synesthesia.
Oh yeah,
which
my
is
friend was
blowing
having some
up.
Fun on there. Follow the Instagram page. Apparently, National Cereal Day was last week, so she was just plugging in all the cereal names, so you can see what she sees. I liked it.
I've ever since you mentioned it, I've seen it like blown up in the media. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But the colors are terrible. I feel like, you know, I mean, they don't know they're terrible. So.
I don't like my name.
But I don't
like
my
name. We've been friends forever. It's like, that's how you see my name. I feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm not ugly colors.
Right. They're not pretty. They're like yellows and mustards and
It's like, oh.
browns. And we're talking about people who see colors, see words as colors. And there's a program out there that shows you what
Yes, her website, which
your name or anything, what it looks like, which is fascinating. SYNETHESIA. Or no, that's wrong.
it's wrong. Well, damn it.
SYNESTHESIA. Like anybody gives a shit. Like anyone's listening to me. Like, say you
I
are. Like, but I mean, if they're over there with their notepad or something, like SY.
it's fun.
It's
I
funny.
enjoyed it. And you can plug your name in. It generates a little image for you that you can share on your social media.
Hearing color. Here's a that title that just says "Hearing colors, seeing sounds, hearing colors." That would be fun, maybe.
Could you imagine? Blue!
Exactly. Yes. Lost it. This is what daylight savings time does, people. This is a perfect example. You want this to happen to your show hosts. Okay.
Forgive me. Oh, but no, I can't imagine
No,
hearing colors.
it sounds like a great trip, you know, when you're seeing, hearing sounds, colors.
Oh,
That's
God.
great. I would love that. That's
Or
why,
disturbing, because it's like,
right.
what?
That's what we all
Oh,
want to
God.
see. We all, no, not we all, but you know, a lot of us would really love a good acid trip so we could really see what they were talking about. Because then you can see, you can hear colors, and you can see sounds.
Yeah, it's just so strange to
Ties
see
in,
sounds.
yeah. It ties into a movie I watched regretfully last night.
Oh, what did you
Don't know if
see?
you've seen Midsommar yet.
I haven't.
I've been ignoring it because I just thought it was some kind of happy-go-lucky shit. And then they said it was like one of the best horror films.
I heard it was a little freaky. Tell me.
It was freaky, but I mean, I read the reviews, like even on the Amazon page, they were like, you know, people couldn't get through it. It was so gory and disgusting and disturbing, and it was nothing. I must be totally deadened by now to this.
I believe that.
Yes.
So it's about what, like a couple who's like having trouble,
There's
whatever,
a
with their relationship, and they go to some festival. Is that the whole premise?
Yes, basically, they this girl cries through the whole fucking movie
Oh, great.
because her she's of age, she's an adult, and she learns that her sister commits suicide and also kills the parents. And this is a total spoiler alert, but it's not a
No, no
spoiler
one's
alert.
gonna watch it
Nobody's gonna
anyway.
watch it anyway. But also, even if I told you the entire premise, you still should watch it because there's nothing much different. There's nothing like seeing it because it has to be seen. But I wish someone would have said this wasn't a deep movie. And I'm getting that a lot lately. It's like everything I watch, I'm looking for like the meaning, and there is no meaning. There's nothing.
You need disclaimers for
Yeah,
everything you're watching,
exactly. I just
and
need
no
to.
one's giving them to you.
Yeah, I just need to. This is take it at face value. Do not expect depth. Do not expect any storyline, because the people they kill themselves, and then she cries like a freaking banshee, and her boyfriend, who doesn't even like her, takes her away to this commune in Norway or Sweden. And of these people, they're all wearing white, and it's basically this pagan cult. That's the only thing that I could find on Wikipedia that actually made it make any more sense, is they actually accidentally entered into a pagan cult, which isn't really a pagan cult because pagans don't freaking do that. And they're killing each other, and they're wearing body suits and cracking,
oh, that's nice.
Cracking skulls with hammers. And I didn't find it at all moving. And she just she cries, and she just has these panic attacks throughout the entire thing. And then at the end, so I'm going to tell you the end of the movie.
Everyone, go ahead, because I'm not watching it.
Mute this shit if you if you're a spoiler person.
You have 2 seconds yes. now to mute, fast yes. forward, do what you got to do.
Exactly.
I mean, that's enough time. Okay.
1 minute. They put her boyfriend. They paralyzed him. They put him into a bear suit of a real alive bear. He's wearing a bear. They put him in a shack.
Mm,
they
okay.
set the shack on fire and kill all the friends that came away on this trip. And the girl that's crying, she became May Queen. And she first, at the sight of seeing all these people that she loved, all her friends that they took on this trip, dying and burning, is weeping and carrying on. And then at the end, she looks up and she smiles for the first time in the entire fucking film. And that's it. That's it.
Well, that would piss me off.
It
if I
really
sat there
did.
For 2 hours.
It was, and it was long. I don't.
I want to know about the bear suit. That's really interesting to me.
There was like hardly any tie-in, because like it was at the beginning of the movie when they were touring the compound. And they pass the bear in the cage, and they're like, "We're not going to talk about the bear." And they say, "There's a bear," and they're like, "No, we don't talk about the bear." And at the end, the dude ends up inside the bear. So,
that's... like, is the bear like properly skinned and made an actual suit?
Yeah, they
or
like
he's being shoved into like the dead body of a bear.
No, they showed them taking out the bear guts and.
Okay.
See, now as I'm talking about it, it like, sounds disgusting, but it's not. It's not disgusting.
It's like, oh. So he's basically wearing a fur coat.
Yes, exactly. And he's paralyzed, so he's just sitting there, and he's on fire in a bear coat.
That's so strange.
It's 2 hours. 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's a long time for all that.
That's too long.
And
that's way too long.
The asshole that I am, looking for meaning in everything, I Googled it at the end. I did this with Hereditary as well.
Oh, God.
I Google to see, like, what did I miss? What did this mean? And I read the thing, and it's literally, like, the entire description and everything online is like, this is what happens. I'm like, well, yeah, that's exactly what happened. But what did it mean? There's nothing. It means nothing. She was depressed. She couldn't get over her family dying. She goes off on a trip. Ends up in a cult,
yeah.
Becomes the May Queen. Her boyfriend is in a bear suit. They all die. Then she smiles. And she just carries on. And I just cannot stand that. Carrying on, crying over nothing for 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was the. I've done that for many new horror films. I go looking for them.
You watched this at home. You went out to watch this.
Oh, thank goodness I watched it at home. Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't go pay some money.
No, and it's it's free on Amazon right now, which is why I watched it. I would have been so upset if I $2 would have been too much for that.
Jesus.
Horrible.
Yeah, this bad movies are for home.
Yes, it's just as with Hereditary. Like I mentioned, I don't think you've seen that either.
I haven't seen that either. Yeah. I don't do anything.
That one's a bit, it's a little deeper, but it's still, you get to the end and you're like, okay, well, could we continue with the movie? Can I find out? Like, that's what I see a lot. Like, I get to the end of any new movie and I'm like, now I'd like to know the rest of the story. Like, they just got started. Like, that 2 hours was nothing.
Do they do that because there's a possibility of a sequel? Just in
Maybe.
Case.
I don't know. Because now that she's, you know, now she's smiling and she's May Queen. Like, well, now what happens next? Does she become Queen of the Village? Does she just, you know, what? Does she go back home and murder, like, all of her friends?
Well, what friends? Are all dead there.
They're all dead there. Yeah, it's true. She had no friends because she wouldn't stop crying.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Jesus.
this is Coffee House. This is what we do.
Every, this is what we talk about over coffee.
Every week over coffee, over our caffed decaf.
Our Folgers.
Our Folgers.
Oh, God, I'm still laughing over hearing your color. I'm sorry. I just really have a problem today.
Blow! Yes.
Oh, God. It's been a very long week.
It really has.
Too much has happened. It really hurt us.
The studio's still in shambles.
I'm sorry about that.
That we've got walls at the studio, but we've got no hot water. It is just fun. It's fun.
You don't realize how much you need the hot water until it's
you
gone.
You really don't. Yeah.
Or walls for that
or
matter.
Or walls.
Yeah.
Or anything. A kitchen faucet, even, perchance.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jesus.
Everything breaks, and then you plug back in your washer and it starts leaking, and you're like, oh God, what do I do? What do
you
I
unplug
do?
It and pretend it didn't happen?
See, that might be the normal like society response, but you know, I'm not normal, so
you gotta lay on the floor and hemorrhage cash. And someone's going to come and fix this.
Exactly. Although I did responsibly tighten the whatever there are around the washer, the little nutty things. I tightened the nutty things and it stopped leaking. So that was one thing averted.
Oh, hey, yeah. Good for you.
Yes. Because that's what people do. They just walk away, and how can you
save yourself $200?
Yeah, you can't do that.
You have to face reality. Who the hell wants to face reality?
No. And when you know you do it all yourself, you got to do it all yourself. I think that's a good lesson. I think people should grow up with that one moment where they have to do that sort of stuff. And I don't mean to sound like an old person.
I'm listening to you. I don't want to be. You are an old person. Go ahead.
No.
I'm like, who can I call? Who can I pay?
Because I don't want to be, back in my day, we had to take cold showers.
No, but you're right. Because 95% of the stuff you could just fix. Right.
But living in, when you grow up in the country, you do stuff. And even if you don't like that stuff and you're this gay kid who's like, ew, that's disgusting, you still kind of pick it up. So, and you still play, you play in the crick. Also known
as, you had a crick.
Yeah, we had a crick instead of a creek. And it was dirty and you play, you do your stuff and it helps. And you watch people fix things. And even though you don't want to fix things, you still kind of figure out how to do that. So I think it's important because other people, their washer leaks and $300.
I'm raising my hand. That's what we do over here. Yep.
And I think you just need to know how to grow a potato. We've talked about this.
How to grow a potato. That's not happening here either.
And how to, take a couple cold showers as a kid, just so this is horrible. And and then when you're, 30 years down the road or 40 or 50. Or 80, and you have to take a cold shower, you won't be so surprised.
You can do it.
You can do it. And if your store has run out of potatoes, you can grow them.
That's wisdom. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Listen, I have 3 rolls of toilet paper left, and there's no more at the store. What do you think I should do?
See, that's the problem. Someone on my Facebook said that who needs toilet paper when you have a shower and a washcloth?
Great. That's great.
Isn't that great? Just hose yourself off.
I don't even think I have a washcloth, so there you go.
That's true. Yeah. Who has a washcloth anymore?
Oh, God.
But who wants to do that? Who wants to hose themselves off every time they...
I don't know. This is the world we live in. I don't know. Hold it in until this is all over.
And that's what we're setting ourselves up for, because people who really have a need for something are going to be, you know, not being able to get them, like you with your three rolls of toilet paper.
I have three rolls of toilet paper.
Thankfully, I have like 13, so I think we're good.
You could ship some of yours to me.
I could, yes.
I've got the state of emergency going on. You don't, so you should just make a box right now.
We're making boxes for Anne-Marie. Ship her some toilet paper.
Reality is I can just put on pants and probably go out and get some, but I'm too tired.
True.
See, time change ruins everything.
I'll be going out later, and if I see any more stupidity, I'm just going to... I'll report in. Don't worry.
Please do.
Don't you worry. Next week, we're going to talk about something light and fluffy and happy. So, if you've been down about the day, about the week, about the month, about the century.
What the hell light, fluffy, and happy is going to happen this week? I don't know.
I don't think we're going to talk about anything in the news, that's for sure.
Oh, it's devastating. Easter candy's out in full force.
Easter candy, there we go. And St. Patrick's Day, I think, is like next... Was it next week?
Whoa, is there even going to be a St. Patrick's Day? Oh. Because, oh my God, coronavirus. See how this is going to be changing the world?
Yes. Because you can't go to the bar. You can't make out with anybody.
Gee, they want to cancel the Olympics.
That's bad for you. That's very bad.
How am I going to watch my Australian swimmers? I wait four years for this shit.
I know. I remember.
They're lovely.
I've been with you a long time. I know. I know what's important. And those Olympic swimmers are important.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, look at them.
Please do. Carefully.
Moment of silence for hot Olympic swimmers.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see them. I don't know.
I don't know. Everyone assumes that this is going to be over by the summer. Because, like, everyone's pushed their plans out. All the conventions, all the things are the summer. Like,
they canceled South by Southwest.
Canceled South by Southwest?
I mean, shit! So I sit here with my hands raised. Shit!
Yes, they're looking out for Coachella next. They're thinking about it.
Coachella should probably be canceled anyway.
Yeah, they should have done that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll make it another week. We'll see you in 84 years.
I know. I hope we make it.
Yeah. We will.
I hope we can do this.
Stay inside. I hope you find some toilet paper.
I'll use, like, sliced bread or something. I'll be okay. We're going to be all right.
There is no better way to end a show than with that in your minds. So remember, when you run out of toilet paper, sliced bread.
Just the right size.
Hang in there. Just the right size.
Coffee filters. Whatever works.
Coffee filters. Yes. They're
that
good
makes
for
sense.
They're good for a lot of things. Absolutely. We're helping. We're helping.
The world's going to shit.
Literally. Okay.
Oh, we need more coffee.
We need more coffee.
For more shows by the artist Ian and Anne Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is For Culture Radio. Forculture.com.